Welcome to the Radiant Life Podcast. I'm your host, Ray, the Somatic Coach, and I'm here to support you in healing your past, living in the present, and creating your future so that you can become the most centered, embodied, and happiest version of yourself. Each week, I'll be bringing you episodes to help you navigate life's challenges, ease stress and tension, and learn more about holistic healing, spirituality, and wellness. If you're interested in becoming the best version of yourself so that you can live the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. Subscribe to the podcast and the monthly newsletter and follow me on Instagram and TikTok to know when new episodes are released each week. I am so happy that you've landed here. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. If you are new here, I'm Ray. I'm a somatic coach and breathwork facilitator. And if you aren't new here, welcome back. I'm so glad that we get to hang out a little bit and that you're tuning in for today's episode. Since our last episode, we've had two natural phenomenons. On Friday, we experienced here in New York an earthquake, which was pretty interesting. I've actually felt an earthquake before when I was also in New York, when I was in college, but it was much, much different. It was so subtle. It almost didn't seem like it actually happened. Whereas this one, it was very, very clear that it was an earthquake. It was pretty wild. And then on Monday this week, we of course had the solar eclipse, and that was pretty neat to watch. I thought it was really cool watching the parts that were in totality on TV and how it got pitch black and so dark. I thought that was really cool. So it's been an eventful week. I also went to Milwaukee over the weekend, and that was really fun. I checked out the city with my husband, and we got dinner. We went out to a few different breweries, and we went to a Knicks game, and it was so much fun. Before we dive into today's episode, tomorrow, which is Thursday, I have only two spots left for the breathwork and sound healing for relaxation, and that's at 7 o'clock at Reiki Shorts, and I'm really excited for this class. It's a nice small group, so if you want to come, bring a friend, and it'll be really nice. And then this weekend is also Clearing the Clutter, and that's a mini retreat with five practitioners. It's going to be really sweet, and we already have seven people signed up so far. So it's going to be really great to have you there too if that's something that you're thinking about attending. If you have any questions, send me a DM or an email, and I'll put all of the links in the show notes as well. And for today's episode, I wanted to share a sneak peek of what you can expect in the Masterclass Pass. So this is a workshop series throughout the year. There's one workshop each month, and they're all based around something different, whether that's somatics, breathwork, nervous system regulation, inner child work, parts work. And it's half teaching and then half a guided experience through what we've just talked about. So in the replay that I'm sharing with you today, this is just a sneak peek into the Somatic Awareness and Body-Based Healing Masterclass. So I hope that you enjoy it. And when you sign up for this year's Masterclass Pass, you also receive the full access to this workshop. So if that's something that interests you, definitely check out the show notes. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. All right. Yeah, so this is the masterclass of the month, Body-Based Healing and Somatic Awareness. What you can do to get the most out of our class tonight. If you'd like to take notes, grab a journal. If you want to ask any questions in the chat as we're kind of moving through any of the material. If you want to have your video on or off, headphones on or off. If you want to grab a blanket, a cup of tea. I love that we already have a furry friend joining us. Amazing. And if you are in the masterclass pass, you also have like a workbook. If you want to use your workbook as you go through the class, amazing. And just know that I am sharing information. So take what lands, leave what doesn't.
really tune into your body. That's what this is about. So yeah, move at your pace and see what feels good for you tonight. All right, so let's do some grounding just to kick things off here. So this will be about 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes. And actually, before we close our eyes, I'm so used to just dropping in because that's what feels good for me. But before we close our eyes, orient your space. So look around your space, looking completely over your left shoulder and completely over your right shoulder. And noticing the walls around you, the ceiling, and the ground. And if or when it feels good for you to rest your eyes, invitation to do that. And taking 3 cleansing breaths, so inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And taking 1 more deep breath, just like that, at your pace. And bringing your awareness to how you're showing up today, tonight. Maybe what the pace of your mind might be moving at, if it's moving fast, moving slow, kind of getting into that restful state. And notice how your body is showing up as well. And nothing needs to change, nothing needs to be different, just allowing your energy, your mind, and your body to settle into this space. And from this place, setting an intention of how you're hoping to feel at the end of our time together. And beginning to move your body, maybe rolling out those shoulders or stretching or anything that might feel good for your body. And gently coming back into the space when you're ready. No rush. Amazing. So welcome. We're here. So I chose to teach on this subject, body-based healing and somatic awareness, because I found it on my journey of healing anxiety. I was super anxious at one point, and I was doing a lot to help with my anxiety, and things were definitely helping. But what really moved the needle for me was learning how to communicate with my body and understanding what my body was communicating. And I learned that all of the sensations I was feeling in my body, so the heaviness in my chest and the I would even say like the racing thoughts, like I anxiety was really my thing that led me to somatic healing. I learned that all of the feelings were messages. They were communicating with me. And somatic healing is what really allowed me to feel safe in my body to feel a feeling and that be okay. And I don't know how common it is. Well, I think somatic, the word somatic is getting more common, but I don't know how understood it is. So I felt like this was a great topic to talk about, foundational and something that you can absolutely build on yourself, very tangible. You can incorporate it into your everyday life and really strengthen that mind-body connection. And it's also helpful for any emotionality. So I use the example of anxiousness, but it can also be helpful for grief, for sadness, you know, the whole emotional landscape. So that is why I chose this class. Yeah, so it helps to increase your resilience. It helps to feel safe in feeling your feelings. I never really knew what the phrase meant. You can only go through the feeling, you can't go around it. I never knew like what that meant. And then I learned somatics and I was like, oh, now I know how to feel. I was like, okay, I got it. So it's a great tool to supplement all of the other great tools that are out there. You know, cognitive therapy, acupuncture, you know, everything. There's so many healing modalities out there. And this is one that you can see if it works for you and something to add to your toolkit on the days that it does, and add that to the, you know, all those other things that also might work for you. Yeah. So what really is it? It's really focused on, I narrowed it down to these three, this little trio over here, mindfulness and mind-body connection, nervous system regulation, somatic awareness, and safety. And it's really focused on that bottom-up approach. So starting, you can even start like physically in the earth. Like what is your connection to the earth? Do you feel grounded? Do you feel safe in that grounded feeling? And then work your way up from that place. So an example of this might be if I'm working one-on-one with a client, we'll start with any form of grounding that feels good for them. For everyone, it's going to look different. So really working with their nervous system to see what that looks like, and then move into those stickier parts. Okay, so we're feeling anxious. Like, where are we feeling that in our body? But that foundation is feeling safe first. So it's that you start at the bottom, you start with the earth, you work your way up to your vata, through your body, and then we get to the mind. So that's what the bottom-up approach means when people say it in the somatic world. And it's really about working with how emotions and feelings appear in your body. So again, that example of anxiety for me was really in my chest. It was like kind of like a more like a rapid heartbeat feeling. But then I also experienced grief in my body as well. So that's more of like I need to like kind of lay, and like almost like restorative yoga is helpful for when I'm feeling grief. It's like much different. Whereas like with anxiety, something that might be helpful for me is also laying on the floor usually is helpful, but sometimes like shaking, like somatic shaking might be helpful for my anxiety to kind of like move that energy. And there's also some jargon and some different tools that are included in body-based healing. So we have sensation association, which is what that racing heartbeat feeling, I would run from that feeling. That felt very scary for me. So once I learned what that, like the root of that was, I was able to change what that feeling meant and change that association. So we can shift from feeling something in our body and making it mean something to associating it with something else. And also resourcing. So this is something that we'll actually do as we'll actually go through all of these today in the experience, but resourcing is a great tool because it's a way for us to gather our emotions based on a previous experience and then be able to use those emotions in a healthy way. So something like safety, like where's a place that you feel safe? Maybe where's even like your happy place, like something like that. And being able to connect that with where you feel that in your body is something that you can go back to and feel safe doing that. So that can be really, really helpful. And then titration, this is very important when you're doing any kind of like body-based work, is moving at your pace, moving, you know, not going too fast. A lot of us spend a lot of time in our minds. We love to be in our minds, myself included. And then when we start to move into the body, it can feel really scary. It can be like, whoa, like I'm actually feeling this racing heartbeat when I'm feeling anxious. Like that feels really scary. So titration means moving at your pace and kind of like edging into that feeling. Don't just go like zero to 100 into feeling anxious, because that would feel pretty, pretty overwhelming. And then of course, there's no wrong way to learn about what your body needs, your responses, what your needs are. And it's a, you know, huge exploration of your unique nervous system response.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you are moved or inspired, please share with me by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It means the world to me, and I am so appreciative for your support in helping my podcast grow. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Instagram and TikTok and follow me at Ray the Somatic Coach. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, opportunities to work with me, and ways we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to talk with you on our next episode of the Radiant Life Podcast.